So before I give the instructions, I wanted to discuss some practicals. Number one, when you go to sleep tonight, make a determination in your mind the time that you want to wake up. So don't do it exactly at 5 a.m. or whatever it might be, 4:57, 5:02, something like that. This is going to be important for you later on when you do more advanced practices. But see how well your mind is able to hit that determination. So the first thing I want to talk about is smiling. It's very important that we maintain a smile throughout the day. So just as you are going to be determining the time that you're going to be waking up, you're also going to determine that when you do wake up, you will wake up with a smile on your face. And then you're going to make a determination to keep that smile going. The smile is very important for this practice because it keeps the mind light. It keeps the mind uplifted, and it keeps the mind relaxed. This whole process that you're going to be going through for the next 10 days is not a process of striving. It's not a process of pushing. It is not a process of trying too hard. It's a process of letting go, allowing things to be as they are, and relaxing and having fun. So whatever practices you've done in the past, I would request that you keep it in a box and set it aside for the next 10 days and give your best in trying out this meditation. So the other importance of smiling is that it immediately brings you back to the present. It immediately uplifts your mind to be mindful. And that's one of the things I want to discuss about is mindfulness. What is mindfulness? So mindfulness comes from the word sati, which comes from the Sanskrit smriti, which means memory, or to remember. So the definition that we've been given by Bhanteva Maramsi, which fits what we're doing with this practice, is that mindfulness is to remember to observe how mind's attention moves from one thing to the other. In essence, that is metacognition. Observing how mind moves, how mind reacts, how mind thinks, how mind meditates. So you are observing the mind when it is meditating. You do not become the meditator. So keep that in mind when you sit down for your practice. Now, as for the practice, you start off with a smile, like I said, a small smile. When you see the picture of meditators and the Buddha, you see that they have a little smile on their face. Put a smile there, put a smile in your heart, a smile in your mind, a smile in your eyes, and relax. And then when you sit down for meditation, you could sit cross-legged, you could sit on the chair, whatever works for you. And you want to keep your back relatively straight, your chin parallel to the floor. And you want to keep your whole body relaxed. So find if there's any tension in the body and just intend to relax it. Now, this meditation is a feeling meditation, which means you are feeling something in your body. It's a psychosomatic experience. And that's the feeling of loving kindness, which is this warmth in your heart, in your chest, like a candle flame that keeps glowing. To bring up that feeling, you could do it a few ways. You could use phrases in the mind like, may I be happy, may I be well, may I be free of suffering, may I be filled with loving kindness. And you can say this in your mind a few times, but don't chant it in your mind like a mantra. It's just to keep the feeling going. Or you can bring up a wholesome image, something from your past, something that uplifts the mind. You could imagine yourself holding a little chubby baby in your arms, right? And look into its eyes and let it smile at you and smile back at it. Or a little puppy or a little kitten, whatever makes your mind uplifted. And another way is to start to think about the things that you are grateful for. Gratitude. So the key here is once you start, whether it's the phrasing, a wholesome memory, a wholesome image, or gratitude, once you tap into the feeling in your heart, let go of the phrases, let go of the images, and then rest your awareness on that feeling. This is the metta. For the first 10 minutes of the meditation, you are going to be sending yourself metta. And you're going to rest your awareness there. After 10 minutes, you will then switch over to a spiritual friend, your Kalyana Mitta. Now, when I say spiritual friend, sometimes people think that that means somebody who's spiritually perfect. Not necessarily. It's somebody that you admire. Somebody you might be best friends with. Somebody you like. Somebody you know or somebody you see in the public life that you admire. The key is this person that you think of immediately brings a smile to your face. So this person should be of the same sex, should be alive, and should not be a family member. We will deal with family members later. For the time being, we are dealing with one spiritual friend. And there are a couple of ways to send this loving kindness to your spiritual friend. You can imagine them in front of you, smiling, and there's a heart-to-heart connection where you are sending that feeling of loving kindness to that spiritual friend. Or, if it feels like you're pushing too much, take that spiritual friend and put them in your heart and keep the feeling going and imagine that they are just basking in that feeling of metta. Now, you want to meditate for a minimum of 30 minutes, no less than 30 minutes. If you can sit longer, good, but at least for 30 minutes. When you meditate, you will inevitably become distracted. You have to understand what distractions are, what hindrances are. Hindrances are your best friends. Hindrances are your teachers. Hindrances shed light on where your attachments and the sources of your aversion reside. So, if you have any aversion to the hindrance that arises, you have to change that. You have to reframe your relationship with distractions. Be open to having them. Completely fine. So what is a distraction? What is a hindrance? A distraction is that which pulls your attention away completely from the object of meditation. In other words, when you are meditating and you are feeling the loving kindness and you notice thoughts in the background, that's fine. Those thoughts will dissipate because there's a lack of attention being given to them. When you are with your feeling of loving kindness and then suddenly your mind is thinking about something else, maybe it hears something in the distance and it goes to that, and now it takes you into a vortex of different kinds of thoughts. Now you are not with the feeling of loving kindness. That is a distraction. So how do you deal with distractions? The Buddha prescribed right effort. We will be going deeper into this, but just for your understanding, there are four components to right effort. The first is to prevent unarisen, unwholesome states from arising. The second is to abandon already arisen, unwholesome states. The third is to generate wholesome states of mind. And the fourth is to maintain that wholesome state of mind. So how do you do this? We use a mnemonic device to help you remember how to do this. And that is known as the six R's. The six R's are recognize, release, relax, re-smile, return, and repeat. So what is recognize? Recognize means to remember, to bring back your mindfulness. So as soon as you realize that you are distracted, let's say you are meditating, you're with your object, with the feeling of loving kindness, staying with your spiritual friend, all of a sudden you think about something at home or you forgot to do something, now you're no longer on your object. And now you're in that whirlpool of different kinds of thoughts. But eventually you recognize, oh wait, I'm distracted. I'm no longer meditating. Now your metacognition is back. And so that's the first step. You recognize that you were distracted. Then you release your attention from that distraction. And that's easy because all you have to do is take your attention from that, bring it back to mind and body. And then you relax. When we talk about relax, this is tranquilizing the formations, tranquilizing the bodily and mental formations. So craving, tanha, trishna, this is defined in many different ways. But with this practice, what we found is that craving manifests as tightness and tension in the mind and body. Anytime you have a distracting thought, your mind contracts, your body physically for a moment contracts, and there is tension in there. So when you relax, you are relaxing any tightness and tension that you're holding in the body and in the mind. And as you relax, you will find that there is a spaciousness, an openness in the mind. The mind is like, once you relax, the mind is like a clear, open blue sky, cloudless sky. And this is a preview of Nibbana, the cessation of suffering. Once you've relaxed, you come back to the smile, because this is how you started the meditation. And then, using that as an anchor, you come back to the feeling of loving kindness. When you get distracted, you repeat again. This process of the six R's is to be used not only in meditation, whether it's sitting or walking, but all the time. It's a process of reconditioning your mind. Throughout your life, at some point or another, or throughout your many lives, let's say, the conditioning has been such that the mind See something that it wants, something that is pleasant. And it says, I like it. And when it says, I like it, it says, I want it. And there is a contraction in the mind and in the body in preparation to get it. And as soon as it satisfies that craving, it experiences relief. On the flip side of that, if there is something that is unpleasant, the mind says, I don't like that. I don't want that. And tries to push it away. And in that process of trying to push away, it prepares itself in that fight or flight kind of mindset. And it does that by contracting the muscles of the body, by contracting the mind. And as soon as the source of the aversion goes away, it feels relief. And this is how the mind has been conditioned to react. But when you use the six R's, you are reconditioning the mind. First, you are deconditioning that process that was almost automatic when it comes to anything that causes attachment or aversion or identification with that process. Because now, when you 6R, when you recognize that there's craving, that there's a distraction, you release your attention from that, you relax the tightness and tension, you feel relief in that moment. Come back to the smile, come back to a more balanced mind or your object of meditation. Now what happens? Now you've already felt relief. So why crave? Why have aversion? So that relief that you had experienced before as a result of satisfying your craving or as a result of pushing the source of your aversion away, that relief you experience before the craving can completely manifest, before the aversion can completely manifest. So when you feel that relief, you no longer feel connected or identified with any of that process. So this is the importance of the six R's for daily use in your life. Now, in terms of the walking meditation is very simple. All you are doing is you're walking at a normal pace. You can walk wherever you want, up and down the stairs, around the garden, wherever it is you'd like to walk. When you're walking, just look ahead of you and just walk at a normal pace. You don't need to do any kind of slow meditative walking. Walk at a normal pace and bring up that feeling of loving kindness and let your awareness be infused with that feeling of metta. Just stay with your spiritual friend. Stay with that feeling of loving kindness and keep that going. And when you get distracted while you're walking, you do the same thing. You recognize you are distracted, release your attention from that distraction, relax the mind and body, re-smile, and return back to your object of meditation, and then repeat whenever necessary. Now, when you are doing this process of the six R's, you don't want to say, okay, now I'm recognizing, now I'm releasing, now I'm relaxing, now I'm re-smiling, now I'm returning. You don't have to do that. Just do it, right? Don't make it like a mantra. In the process of, okay, you notice that you're distracted, that's recognizing. Now you bring your awareness back to the mind and body, that's releasing. You consciously relax, that's relaxing. You come back to the smile. If you're already smiling, great. And you come back to your object of meditation. This is a flow. It should take you no more than 3 to 4 seconds to do the six R's. Less than that would be ideal. So when you're doing the walking meditation, you can walk for, say, 15 to 20 minutes. You want to sit for longer. So, as I said, a minimum of 30 minutes, 45 minutes is better. 1 hour is even better. And then intersperse that with some walking to keep the blood moving. And then for those who have gone a little more advanced, because there are some previous students in this retreat, for those of you who are doing what's known as the six directions, All you have to do is bring up the feeling of loving kindness or whatever Brahma-vihara it might be, and radiate it in each direction, whatever order you want in each of the six directions. That's forwards, backwards, right, left, below you, above you. Each direction for 5 minutes. And then in all directions, like a bubble that continues to expand for as long as you can maintain it. And of course, when you get distracted, use the six R's. Eventually, when you get to quiet mind, let your mind rest in the quiet mind. Initially, the quiet mind is not all too quiet. But that's okay. Eventually, it will become very quiet. Completely quiet. And you keep going. And that's it.